Today, Paul Bremer, the head of the U.S. Civil Administration in Iraq, said that he wants to push the new Iraqi cabinet to take over more governing duties. As Iraq moves toward self-government, conversations about the interplay between Islam and democracy continue in the U.S. and among Muslims all over the world. Commentator Murad Kalam recently returned from a trip to Egypt that changed his views about how democracy can work in Muslim countries.
I'd always known that in the Middle East my fellow Muslims lived without democracy. But until I traveled there, I thought anyone who mentioned this was a religious bigot. I offered up all the sorry excuses for the status quo, certain that I was defending Islam. Democracy isn't quite compatible with Islam, with certain cultures. It brings short-term instability. Mind you, like most American Muslims, I would have accepted nothing less than democracy for myself. Perhaps I had not considered Muhammad's injunction that you are not a believer until you want for your brother what you love for yourself. When I first arrived in Cairo, struck by the sweetness of Egyptians, I thought I'd found the answer to this so-called problem of democracy in the Middle East. There wasn't one. After all, everyone I met seemed so happy, rich or poor, lawyer or waiter. Then a lawyer confided in me, "It is our culture to be happy. Do not confuse the happiness of Egyptians with what they want. If the wrong person overheard us talking now, they would report me to the government." I soon lost my illusions. Armed soldiers stood at every corner. Certain subjects with otherwise gregarious Egyptians were off limits. In my hotel, I chatted with the night clerk. He was an ambitious college graduate slaving away at two menial jobs so he could marry his fiancée and move into a Cairo slum. "The economy is bad," I suggested by way of explanation. He pointed to a portrait of the president. "No, the problem is this man, but you cannot say it here." I recounted for him our American tribulations with democracy, campaign finance, lobbies, our last contested presidential election. "But you can say anything you want about your president?" "Of course." He was shocked. "You mean you could call your president stupid?" "Yes," I said. "In fact, people do this every day." Everywhere I found the same secret yearning for democracy, even among the devoutly Muslim. To Arabs, great consumers of American culture, the term American democracy means, well, sex. But when pressed, when they trusted me, they would tell me how they longed for real freedom. Now, back in the States, I followed closely the debate about creating democracy in the Middle East. Some Muslims claim democracy will corrupt the morals of Muslim countries. Pundits claim Arab culture, or Islam, is incompatible with democracy. All the arguments imply democracy will somehow offend Arab-Muslim societies. Yet, struggle as I might, I cannot think of anyone I met in Egypt who, if offered real democracy, would feel offended.
Commentator Murad Kalam lives in Detroit.